CSE Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, the official bank of Chadron State Athletics. Live on location, here's your host, voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
And a welcome, good evening, everybody, to the CSC Sports Roadshow. I'm Dave Collins, your host, voice of the Eagles, and tonight it is our very special annual National Signing Day show. It is college football National Signing Day, the late signing period for some of those that follow it on the Division I and Division II level. But for us, it is kind of like another Chadron State college football Christmas. Head coach Jay Long joining me here tonight as we're going to welcome in a whole bunch of new players that have signed their national letters of intent, talk about the transfers, the team, and everything CSE National Signing Day involved here tonight. So before we bring on the head coach, just want to remind you that we're down here at the Ridge tonight. It is Whiskey and Wings Wednesday, and our show is always sponsored by Security First Bank. So a great crowd here in the house tonight. A lot of the coaching staff and fans and folks that follow CSE Athletics are here at the Ridge. So we thank them for coming down, and for those tuning in, we invite you to come and join us. We'll be live over the next hour here at the Ridge. It's our CSE Sports Roadshow, the February edition, live on National College Football Signing Day. Head coach Jay Long joins me next. We're going to break down the class and talk CSC football right after this.
Serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
That it is. Ron and his crew, always glad to have them host us once a month here on the Ridge in downtown Chadron. It's our CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank on a Whiskey and Wings Wednesday, this first Wednesday in February, which means college football National Signing Day. We've got the head coach, Jay Long, here to join us. And Jay, I remember we did our first live full hour edition of this last year, and it was so much fun. This year, we've got a great crowd on hand here tonight as well at the Ridge. We've got the YouTube video broadcast tonight as well, so if you can't catch us live tonight in person or on the radio, we're going to have the video cast posted and audio also. So there's no excuse not to hear what the head coach has to say about his Eagles. Jay, welcome in. Thanks again for giving us an hour for all the fans and everybody tuning in here tonight. It's a great day for CSC.
You know, Dave, I'm just really excited to talk about this. I mean, it's always a fun day for our guys and our coaches. We put in so much work to be able to sign these kids, and for us to get 34 commitments today and 9 at semester, you know, that's 43 guys. And the amount of time that our coaching staff puts in to get these kids here, I think we had, Dave, right around that 70 official visits of kids. Wow. That came through. Our coaches spent countless time on the road. You know, I guess as I'm sitting here saying this, I better make sure I thank their wives. they've been gone a lot, and their wives have really, you know, they know this is part of it, but they also have to take care of their kids and everything like that, where the guys are constantly gone on the road. So I want to thank them, and, you know, also our admissions. They've been really huge for us to get kids in here. And then Ted and Alpine, both in our compliance, I mean, they've just been huge to help us in regards to, you know, with the kids coming in, the amount of paperwork they've done. Alpine today was a rock star in getting all the paperwork done and filled out and those things. And, you know, and then also the town. I mean, when we bring in a recruit, it isn't just us coaches that are trying to bring them here. It's really neat when we sit at the hotels and the people come through and they say, hey, you must be a football player. Or when they're driving around and we stop somewhere, we go somewhere and eat, and people are stopping, you know, constantly saying hi and those things. And that really, really helps in regards to our recruiting process. So just want to thank everybody for that.
You know, the town kind of, in a sense, recruits itself a little bit, doesn't it, Jay, with things like that, with the business owners and the community and the way people treat each other in this town? Chadron has a way of recruiting itself to the family.
Oh, exactly, Dave. You know, I think we had a kid in from California, and he actually got snowed in over the weekend. It was the last week we have recruits in, and it was Simeon Martin. He signed with us today as a receiver, really good player, transfer. And you know, he was on the last weekend, and we only had he was only recruited in that weekend, and so we went to a lot of places. And he goes, "Boy, everybody must know you in this town." And I said, "Yes, football is a big deal in this town. People are going to know you also." And then he really just, we were at a place, and there was a piano there, and he hopped on the piano, played on the piano, and nice. he fell in love with the atmosphere. And I was driving around, I was waving, and he goes, "Wait, what are you doing? Like, we wave here around town. And it just really was a really good fit. And all of our recruits see that. And, you know, when you look at our kids from the area, you know, they come to our summer camps. They come on official visits. They come visit a game. And all of that's a process of just seeing whether or not Shattern State's for them or not. And all that process is about experiences and seeing how they're going to fit in. And our town does such a great job of welcoming, kids into our town.
Yeah, the standard Shattern wave, the one hand on the steering wheel, and you put the one finger up to the people driving by. It's a small town Shattern thing. It's great, very welcoming. Head Coach Jay Long with us tonight, live on the CSC Sports Roadshow, brought to you by Security First Bank at the Ridge here downtown. All right, Jay, we've got a lot to cover in the hour. And last year when we did this, I think we could have gone for two or three, but they weren't going to keep it open or us on that long. So let's dive in. You mentioned 43 committed today, and so that's great. 43 new Eagles are joining us. Before we kind of get into the specifics there, what were the top objectives that you and your staff had for the 2023 signing class? What did you want to mostly accomplish this year?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, when I was thinking about this one, and really, you know, Dave, recruiting's a lot like a draft, you know, and you want to get the best athletes you can find. Obviously, you put your two deep up, you find out what your needs are, and when you look at us and you look at our class, you know, we needed to bring in defensive backs, we needed to bring in offensive line, and those are things that we address, but every position we're recruiting. And then it really comes down to the hard stuff is, Dave, when you've got four kids that have committed at a certain position and you're only gonna take four, and all of a sudden a fifth comes and he's really good.
Yeah.
And he wants to be an Eagle. And as a coach, I go with that philosophy that let's just get the best guys. Let's get them. We'll figure it out how all that stuff works out. And competition brings the guys to the top. So when you look at what our objective was, is we had our certain needs, we identified them, but really it's just bring in the best guys, the best athletes, and the best fits for Shattern State.
And you bring up an interesting point position-wise, too, because in college football, and especially in high school football out here, you got guys who play both ways, offense, defense. When you get to college, it's obviously a lot more, almost 98, 99% one way. Some teams we play have guys go both sides. But you may bring a guy in at, say, a corner or a safety, and he's got wide receiver skill, though, as well. The guys can flip-flop positions. You'll move guys around different places from where they need to be. Cole Thurness, one of the biggest examples I remember, he came in as a safety, ended up being one of the best slot receivers that has ever worn the uniform here.
Yes, you know, I was one of those guys. I was brought in as a linebacker, and, you know, when in this room right now is Jeff Terman also. He was a year younger than me. But when I came in, I think there was like 16 linebackers was brought in, and we ran a four linebacker system. We needed a bunch of them, and there was a guy named Kevin Homer, and you realize right away that if you were going to play on this football field, you better go move positions. I moved a whole line with things. So Coach Sassy was another one. He came in as a running back and moved to defensive back. But, you know, really, David, like I said, just comes down to finding those best athletes and the guys that are best fit for Shattern. Because, you know, when you look at our seniors, it isn't always the best talented kid. It isn't always the kid with the most stats and stuff in high school. It's really the guy that loves football and is the toughest and the guy that wants to be here. Those three traits are the traits that end up being Eagles. And in this group of 43 guys, you know, we're going to find out which one of them have those traits and which ones are going to become Eagles.
Head Coach Jay Long, our guest tonight for the hour on the Ridge, at the Ridge on the Security First Bank CSE Sports Roadshow tonight. Come and join us if you'd like. Got a great crowd in the house. We're happy to have you on the radio, or check out the video YouTube replay when that gets posted here in tomorrow or on Friday. But we'll have that for you as well to get the full wrap up on the class. Coach, let's get into the details a little bit. The 43 guys that are signed and committed to Shattern State, how many of those did you grab from your primary recruiting grounds? Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado. How did we do in our home backyard, if you will?
You know, I thought, Dave, I was really impressed with that, really happy with that. We actually signed a Montana kid this year also with Evan Cherry. We had three South Dakota kids, three Wyoming, nine Nebraska, with six of them from out east, which is that's a new high for me as the head football coach. And, you know, talking to Coach Smith and Coach Sassy, the guys that played it before, I think that's probably the most that we've had. And Coach Coombs, we put him in that area. That's where he's been recruiting for the big chunk of his coaching career, and he did an outstanding job of bringing us in, you know, some kids from out east. And then we got 10 Colorado kids. So out of our 43, 26 of them are from the core states. And, you know, Dave, this really is goes back from the Coach Smith style of philosophy of, you know, we got to own the eight-hour circle around us. And when you look at those core states, that's what we always start with. When you look in this room right here, there's Bobby Grice, there's Jason Carnahan, there's John Daniels, Clint Sassy, Micah Smith. There's more. Once you start doing this, you're in trouble. Jeff Terman, I can name him again. And, his brother obviously went here. I mean, it's really, really important for me and for our program to continue to own them core states. And, you know, I felt like we did a good job there. We did, you know, it's really getting interesting because with Black Hills State and South Dakota School of Mines, those guys have now, you know, with move to D2, and since they moved to D2, you know, they've been in those states also. So
yeah,
it's been really good for us. We had a really good year there, and we will continue to push that area as long as I'm the coach here.
And now that those two rival schools have moved up to D2 and having a little more success, it's particular last year, is it becoming more of a recruiting battle with Black Hills and South Dakota Mines and Chadron State? Are you finding it more of a battle between the three schools, all fighting for the same type of talent in this region?
I guess I would just put it like, if you have a product, like in regards to like we're trying to sell a car, if you have three people trying to buy that same car, they're not going to wiggle on the price. In fact, probably the price might go a little higher. And,
right.
And I can tell you, as recruiting against those three and those two schools, and really, it not only did they move Division II, but their funding really went up also. And with things, especially with their last two hires, that was, you know, two of the things that they asked for. You know, it really has just put more of a market, and kids that typically have just always, I wouldn't, in the past, statistically or not statistically, traditionally came to us. You know, we just have to, you know, maybe give a little bit more, recruit them all a little harder. But, you know, as, you know, I sit here and talk to you, I'm really happy with what we, you know, how we recruited against those guys.
Yeah.
The school that probably hurt us the most this year was just kids walking on in Wyoming. That was
really
probably the hardest hit for us. With that, there's a few kids from the state of Wyoming that walked on, those kids, we felt it was between us and them, and so it'd be nice to get a couple of them.
Yeah, and, well, you know, the transfer portal and recruiting in college football at D1 and D2 and FCS, all those levels, it is so fluid. It always changes. Guys, when they're coming out of high school, of course you're going to be starry-eyed and dreaming of, hey, I got a chance to go D1. You know, if it doesn't work out, they can always find another home and maybe flourish maybe down here where they originally should have gone. But it's just amazing how much it has changed in the things you guys do have to battle trying to bring kids to Chadron.
You know, exactly. I was talking to Coach Ritson was over here, and the OG Coach Ritson, Coach Scott Ritson, was here, and I was visiting with him. And, you know, I talked to Coach, you know, Coach Smith also. And, you know, we never want to burn a bridge. You know, you just don't know with the portal. And, you know, we want to make sure that those guys, when they went there, we always tell them, hey, you know, weird things happen in Division I. You know, every year they're bringing in scholarship kids, and if you don't get that scholarship or work into one of those roles, give us a call. You know, we still love you. You didn't burn a bridge, and you know, over the years we've had, you know, some of those guys that have really worked for us. Kiefer Burke is a prime example. He went to Nebraska right off the bat, didn't feel good about it, and then came Chadron, was an all-conference player for us. When I played, it was Austin Forrester. There's Jackson's. There's some, a lot of guys that have really, we've had success with that. So.
Yeah, and speaking of transfers and guys who have left and then decided maybe to come on back, there are some of those in your class this year, Jay. You've got Javion Bird. He actually started down at Pueblo for his career, came to Chadron State, left, and is now back as one of your semester transfers. He's on campus. It looks like he brought his brother with him as well. And then Jahani Wright, a kid who's was here for several years, transferred out to Upper Iowa, looking maybe for some more playing time. Actually, this past season, did get 220 yards, couple touchdowns. He got on the field, but decided, hey, I want to come back to the Rock and be part of Chadron State again. And his brother, obviously a legend, Tavon, who played here too. But there are some guys who have found their way back here to finish things up.
You know, it's recruiting is really interesting. And, you know, when you look at, you know, Jahani's story, you know, Jahani, you know, wanted to go see, you know, what else was out there. And when he called me up and he got in the portal and he called me and he says, hey, Coach, you know, I want to come back. And, you know, I said, you know, Jahani, I want to know why. I said, I want to know why. Why do you want to come back? And, you know, he pulled at my heartstrings a little bit, and he said, you know, I want to come back. I want to finish my career as an Eagle. And I found out that it isn't always better at other places. And I just thought that was a great message, and a great message to bring back to our guys and tell our guys, you know, with it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he can do. He's going to get that chance. And, you know, he's learned. He's another year older. I think he's on his this with COVID. I think this will be his fifth year of you know, playing college football. So, you know, I'm excited about that opportunity. But when you look at our semester transfers, bringing in nine of them, you know, we were talking about things we needed to identify. And, you know, that was something that we really needed to hit. And we brought in three corners, and we brought in four linemen. And, you know, and then we also got a linebacker in on that crew, too. So really happy with it.
All right. We're going to have more with head coach Jay Long on CSC National College Football Signing Day live tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank on Whiskey and Wings Wednesday here at the Ridge in Chadron. Come and join us or tune in on the radio as well. More with the head coach of CSC football right after this. Welcome back. Head coach Jay Long of CSC football and me, voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with a great crowd on hand here tonight for our live radio and YouTube video broadcast of the monthly CSC Sports Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank here at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. We're continuing on college football National Signing Day. Chadron State bringing in 43 new players today and probably a few more to come. They always do as time goes on this week and into next, and we'll get to that in a moment too, Coach. But let's get down into the class specifics and see what you're bringing in. You always get a few players here from the Panhandle, it feels like, and of course Rapid City and up in South Dakota. Sturgis, there was a young man brought in this year from there. But talk about some of the local guys that are going to be joining your program.
You know, I'm really excited about Kyan Allen. I mean, he's just one of the kids that's just got a great work ethic, and I think that he's going to be a kid that's going to come in and you know, work his way into things. He's a developmental player that, you know, needs a weight room, and I think that his, you know, his future is really going to come off of that work ethic.
Scotts Bluff High School kid,
yeah,
right?
Scotts Bluff.
Yep.
And then also Reese Jacobs. He's from Sturgis, South Dakota. He's a scooper, just like myself. He is a two-time state champion wrestler. He's we're going for his third. He's undefeated right now. He's a linebacker. He's been he's a high school coach with Tyler Lewis.
And yeah, when
you
Gator.
Gator. And when you watch him play, he plays like him. And his brother actually plays South Dakota School of Mines, so that was also a big gift for us to get him here. And then Cedar Amiot from Wall, their team won the state championship. He was the nine-man player of the year in South Dakota, and he's one of those guys that he's a shattering guy. He's one of those guys that's going to really fit in with us, and I expect him to, you know, to really, you know, come in here and compete and fight for a spot on the football field right away.
Yeah, and you said nine-man player of the year. Chuckle for a second, because I heard that a lot in our pre-prep for the show a little bit tonight and talking to your coaches. You got the nine-man player of the year from Wall, South Dakota. You got Colorado's 3A player of the year. And then you've got a guy from Neely, Nebraska, small town over on the east side. We talked about how you guys really were able to hit eastern Nebraska hard to get some freshmen. He's the eight-man player of the year. So you guys are just out there getting high school players of the year from all over the land.
You know, I think that's something really we have a lot of success with is you know, our small school kids. I mean, of the eight-man, the nine-man player, the typically where we're located, you know, that really fits them. And we've got, like I said, Jeff Turman. I'll drop his name again, eight-man player there. With Aiden Kuster, his actually cousin, Scott Kuster, played basketball here, and Aiden was in the state championship game and took runner-up. He set three national records in eight-man football. So,
wow.
Yeah, and we're bringing him in for defense, and he's you know, got all the offensive players statistics. But, you know, I think that's pretty cool to get those. And then Tucker Peterson is the 3A player of the year in Colorado, and we also got the 3A player last year in Jake Marshall. And, you know, Jake's just been a really, really good football player for us. So I'm really excited to see what Tucker can do.
I know you're bringing Aiden Kuster in as a defensive guy, you said. His records are off. One of your assistants came over and said he's referred to as the eight-man Christian McCaffrey, I think. So maybe he'll find a way to do that, but if not, that just goes to tell you what kind of a football player, toughness and talent he's got. Going to be good on defense if he's like that still.
Exactly, and he also wrestles. He's 28-0, and he's got 27 pins. So he's really a dominant athlete. So excited about, I'm really excited when he said yes.
Great stuff, head coach Jay Long, CSC football tonight on National Signing Day, visiting with us about the class. Defensive back, a huge priority for you, Coach. Bobby Peel, a senior, he did come back for an extra year after the season prior to last, it looked like he may not be able to come back or was done. He decided to give us one more year, which was awesome to have Bobby around for that. Yeah. You lost a transfer there in B.J. Kennard, a guy trying to work his way in, but somebody that now does need to be replaced that did see the field a lot. And with how the RMAC is offensively now, it's not a lot of just ground and run and trying to punish you like some schools have liked to do. There are so many good spread offenses and talented quarterbacks and receivers. You need really good DBs all over the place. You really can't have too many good corners and safeties.
You know, Dave, I read today on Twitter, you know, today I was on my phone 4 hours and 29 minutes before I got on here. And with, from calling recruits, looking at where we're at with things, where some guys went, those type of things, it was just constantly glued. But, you know, on there I saw Georgia's defensive philosophy, and one of their defensive philosophies was, it was number one on their slideshow was, we're going to play a lot of guys. And when you look at the way offenses are geared on how many points they score, how much running and spread offenses cause defenses to do, you need to play a lot of guys so that way they can stay fresh. And, you know, we knew going in this year we needed to get some guys. We need to get some corners. JJ is back from his injury. He's starting to do his lifting and those type of things.
That's Javonte Harris. Transfer for last year. Yeah, young kid. Made a big impact, but got hurt. Good to see he's doing well.
And we need some. We need some more bodies at that corner position. We got some young guys that we think can do it, but we also want to bring in that competition. And at semester, we brought Deontay Jackson in from Saddleback College. He has looked really good so far. You know, lifting and those things. Javian Bird is we already just talked about him. And then Jalen Bird. Jalen Bird is a transfer portal guy from Northern Colorado. He's one of those kids that we recruited the heck out of in high school, and you know he just said he was ready for a change and called us up, and we're like, heck yeah, let's get you and your brother playing again. So
yeah,
we got three corners going in spring that can then get into our depth and go compete for starting spots and in that rotation with things. So that was really big. And then this signing class, we signed six safeties and one high school corner. And, you know, Dave, when you have safeties, when I played, it was all about you wanted linebackers, you wanted fullbacks, you wanted tight ends for special teams. That has completely changed. It is now all about running, speed. And when you look at it, I think that is one of the areas I think we really did a good job. When you look at our safeties that we signed and our corner that we signed, we brought in a ton of athletes that can play, and they're long bodies. They're guys that can go really get out and do something, as players, and they're really good, and they're all really good high school players and team captains and those type of things. And, you know, we talked about Cedar, we talked about Tucker. Josh Gerlach's a big, long guy that can really run, came to our summer camp, really stood out at our summer camp. He was a kid that went and visited, I think he visited every RMAC school.
Oh, wow.
And he said yes yesterday, and I will tell you, that was a really good one for us. We were excited about that. We talked about Kuster, and then Cooper Lakin, and I think he's a really good football player from Wyoming. Another one of those guys that's going to rely on his work ethic. He is strong, he is long, and I'm really excited to see what it looks like when he goes through a year in our weight room with that. And then I talked a little bit about Evan Cherry from Montana, another kid that it looks the part, and what is he going to look like in a couple years of our weight room? I just think that he's going to be all those guys are going to give us more depth, not only in secondary, but also make our special teams better too, Dave.
Yeah, the 3A player of the year, 9-man, 8-man that we talked about, they're all in that safety position in that defensive backfield, so you got some real good ones there, Coach. Head Coach Jay Long, CSC Football, with us tonight at the Ridge. It's our CSC Sports Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank as we're live talking signing day. Let's get to the O-line next. A spring 2023 roster, we haven't seen the official roster yet. We'll see when that gets posted, where the depth lies and things, but there was a lot of youth. There was a lot of injuries that hit that group last year. So how'd this recruiting cycle take care of some of those things, and what updates can you give on maybe some of the guys that are coming back and returning?
You know, Dave, this really, you know, that and defense backs, I mean, when you look at the two things that, when you look at the end of the season, you evaluate things, you know, we needed to protect our quarterback better. We needed to have that opportunity to be able to run the football. When it's fourth and short, we need to be able to say, we can get this. And when you look at our needs, that was a need, and we brought in four also semester transfers there. Frimpong, he's from Nassau, same junior college that Justin Calderon came from.
It's in New York State.
Yes. All conference kid there. He's I guess if you look at him, he's a little undersized height wise. But that kid is a bulldozer, man. He puts kids down on the ground. Very physical player, very aggressive player. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do. He's an interior lineman. And then Matthew Jaco, this kid I'm really excited about. He is, as soon as high school got over, he decided he wasn't going to play football. And he called Jake Guile up. Who is one of our former standouts at center.
Yeah.
And he's from Cheyenne East, and he's like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this again. And anyway, so he started training with Jake, and he's came here, and he is, I think, going to be a kid that's going to get into the rotation. He needs to gain some weight, but if his work ethic's what it looks like so far with us being around 3 weeks of him, I think he's going to be a contributor. And then Caleb Templeman, he's from Antelope Valley Junior College. He actually went to Roosevelt High School in Colorado. He's a kid, as we have now with Tucker Peterson and him, we now have three kids from that high school, and they're really a good football program. They're a tough program. I'm expecting Caleb to be one of those tough players. And then when you look at eye test, you know, if Malik walked in here right now, the room would definitely look over there and say, is that one of your guys? He looks the part. He looks like what a tackle is supposed to look like. When our coaches were at a convention, I stuck around to help out our semester transfers. They were texting me like, hey, what does he look like? And I said, he looks like Justin Calderon. So, he's a big player, and he's a guy that, you know, we're expecting him to come in this spring and go compete at one of those tackle positions for us.
Well, that's great. And in terms of returners, Michael DeCamilla still at that center spot, right? Boy, he is just so good. He's been that for many, many years, snapping the football. He's going to be coming back, right?
Yes, he's coming back. You know, Juan Estrada and Axel Turk still have another year. We're letting them kind of think on things, just like we did with Bobby, just like we did with Emmett last year, just like we did with Kobe Whipple last year. And I hope we're still recruiting them. I guess when you ask about, you know, that class, I'm really excited about Jacob Nazarod. He was a kid that was going to be a starter, got hurt in spring ball, hurt his knee. He's been working his butt off, and I think he's going to be one of those guys in the spring that hopefully I'm talking about next fall.
All right. Head Coach Jay Long updating us on National Signing Day as we take another quick break here from the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank live at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. Coach and I will be back. We've got another full half hour for you of Signing Day coverage for the Chadron State Eagles live at the Ridge on Double Q Country tonight. Head Coach Jay Long of the CSC Football Eagles joining us live here tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, live at the Ridge here tonight, and our YouTube video broadcast, audio podcasts as well. We'll have plenty of post-live show coverage for you to go in and learn more and re-listen or catch it if you missed the show tonight regarding CSC's National Signing Day on this February 1st of 2023. Jay, we've had a really good first 34, 35 minutes, plenty more to cover. I know right after the break, you wanted to quickly mention that you did get six high school offensive linemen as well.
I think that, you know, that was something, like I said, we really wanted to address. Coach Smith really took over that part of finding kids for us. And when you're talking about positions that are hard to find, it is, God only made so many big people. That is something that all of us coaches in the league and all levels are constantly looking for.
Yeah.
And it was great. We got a couple of last minute signings today. We had two California kids that are Ashton Baswell, who I think is another one of those bulldozer guards, guy that can just drop the blade and push anybody. I when you look at his picture on our Twitter release, that kid looks like a football player. And Christian Pont, he's from Alaska. He is a tackle that I think has really – he's one of them developmental kids. I'm really think he can run and he can bend. And we just got to put some muscle and some weight on him. And he's at 260. He's got a good frame, so I think he can really do some good things.
Who got to make the recruiting trip to Anchorage and go up there and do some nice fishing out there on those beautiful waters and hiking and all that on that recruiting trip? Was that you?
So, Dave, I was bringing this up to our admissions. And, no, I did not. But to answer your question, I wish. But we have 66 kids enrolled from Alaska and Chatham.
That's incredible.
I didn't know that. I thought that was pretty neat. So he's number 67, I guess,
okay.
and with things. But I think that's a pretty neat thing. With the Dr. Powell, he taught in Alaska for a while, I think. And his connections, and they've went up there, and we send recruiters up there every year. And we have about 60 kids from Alaska that go to school at Shadows.
That's great. It's good to see. I know we've had a couple who have come down on the football side of things, and it's nice to add another one.
Yeah. And then Brandon Romo, he's from California. He's 6'6", 300 pounds. That kid can move some people, too. And then, so I'm excited about him. And then we got three Colorado kids and a Missouri kid that are interior linemen. Jace Kearns from Missouri. Pina is from Colorado. Gino Pina is from Colorado. Logan Miles is from Colorado. The two Colorado kids are both All-State. So is Kern also. And also Kern can long snap for us. So those kids are going to be good guys to come in. And like I said, I keep saying this, but it's so huge, is to develop in our weight room.
That's great. Coach Long with us tonight, talking about the old linemen we've got. We'll talk about some of the defensive linemen coming in here as well. But I want to shift to a couple guys that are going to play behind the offensive line. First here, Jay, Eastern Nebraska was a nice spot for you to get some guys this year. Devin Jones out of Papillion, South Nebraska, a running back who's on his way in. And then do we have the next Cody Paul on his way, too? How exciting would that would be? We've heard a Cody Paul number two maybe on his way here, too, or is on his way here, too, and hopefully he's as good as Cody Paul was.
Yes, you know, Chase Nelson's his name. He's from Colorado, and, you know, it was really cool. He really searched us out and, you know, contacted us. He did his research. He did his homework. You know, he knows that our school will utilize, Shattered State will utilize small backs from third down situations, and, you know, and also as a returner. So, you know, I think he's a kid that is really dynamic and a kid that we're excited to be about
and,
getting.
And he's a fan of Cody, right?
Yes.
That's kind of how he sort of found out about CSC is he knows Cody, probably saw the awesome highlight little kids video, Cody just cruising through people, all the jukes and jives, and then followed him through Shattered State. So that's really how he found out about us, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then he knew about, you know Jaden Cox and also Stephen Brown before that. You know, we utilize it. It hasn't just been Cody.
Yeah.
We utilize those guys. And, you know, Coach Smith finds different ways to be able to, you know, put the ball in their hands. So, and then also, I don't want to forget Devin Jones. Jones, he came to our football camp. That kid is a load. He is about 200 pounds, and when he lowers the pads, you know, he can move a pile. And, you know, with Jalen Starks being gone, you know, we wanted to find another one of those big backs, and I think he's that guy that can really do that, and a guy that's going to compete, you know, early in his career.
Jay, we know you already have a lot of quarterbacks on the roster, but you do like to bring one in every year, it seems, and Austin Payne from Grand Island Northwest is the quarterback that is on the recruit list for this year that's signed.
Yeah, you know, Austin's, plays in one of our alumni's, Kevin Stein's system, and Kevin throws the ball a lot, and you know, Austin did a really good job in that system of you know, getting rid of the ball and being able to find those open receivers, and then with that spread offense that Coach runs, you know, he's able to, you know, identify things and has a great pocket presence. So I think he's going to be a good kid for us to bring into our program, and because we want to try to get a kid in every class, and right now we have that, you know, so we want to continue that so we don't have any holes. But also, you know, it's pretty cool. Grand Island, we had three kids out of there this year, which was also really good for us. Bo Douglas, D tackle, that kid is built like a bear. He is the old guy. You know, nobody knows what these are anymore, but it's like a phone booth. You know, he's the one of those guys that can't fit in a phone booth.
Yes,
and you know, he's one of those guys who can really just displace the line of scrimmage. And Coach Tomlin said, you know, his work ethic is really good, and he's going to be a kid, you know, that's going to work into some roles with us. And then also Coach Tomlin sent up his tight end also, Cole Thorne.
Yeah.
That is something that, you know, we did want to also attack with tight ends. We're hoping that we're going to be able to release a couple more tight ends in the next couple days. And both of them are Nebraska kids. One of them was on an FFA trip, and he's a panhandle kid and wasn't able to sign his paperwork, but we'll should get that tomorrow. And then another one's from on the eastern side of the state, and we're still fighting another school with him. So he's right now cutting threads. Mom wants to go one place, Dad wants to go the other.
Ooh.
He's torn, so he's torn a little bit. So hopefully we're talking about him in the next couple days.
Yeah, and you lead into one of the topics we mention every year, too, for players out there that are maybe juniors, going to be seniors, or still looking for their home for next year. Transfers, you know, sometimes they go to a place for spring. It doesn't turn out to be what they want. you guys are still recruiting. It's not all over today. You brought 43 in, but you know, what do you still need right at this point right now? What should you? What would you tell players who might still be looking for a place to play?
You know, Dave, I think every coach tries to save a little bit for after the spring ball.
And by saving, you mean a little scholarship?
Yes,
action?
Yeah, a little bit of scholarship money for after spring ball, because after spring ball is when the Division I programs, those walk-ons we're talking about, they start finding out, okay, I'm not in a two deep, I'm not going to play next year, I'm not going to be on the football field, and that's when you see the kids that we really want to look for in the portal is a kid that, you know, that just wants that opportunity to play, not a kid that's leaving because of disciplinary, not a kid that's leaving because he's not happy.
Yeah.
We want to find those guys that, you know, are at a Division I level or a high level, and they're just not, they want a fresh start, and you know, they want to get out on that field and play. And then, you know, also, you know, Dave, when you look at our class, you know, we signed three wide receivers, and those three wide receivers, I think, are really good players, and we're really happy about it. Coach DeSantis over there, you know, with a big grin on his face. But we do need a couple more. We need a couple more freshmen. We are starting to get pretty old in that class, and we don't want to end up like what happened to our O-line, where we graduated three seniors and boom, you're putting in freshmen or putting in young guys in there with things. And then, you know, we signed a kicker, and I know we'll probably talk about that in a second, but we also need to get a high school kicker also in here, and we'd also like to get a punter too.
Okay.
A high school punter, we'd like to get those too. But you know, and then I still go back to that first thing I tell all my coaches: make me uncomfortable. Make me uncomfortable. Let's get this offer where I'm like, okay, hey, we're starting to get now where our scholarship's a little bit nervous about it. And so that's the next piece that, you know, we want to go find those best athletes that are still available too.
All right. More with head coach Jay Long coming up here on the CSC Sports Roadshow live at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. Our show brought to you by Security First Bank each and every month here on Double Q Country. We're going to ask Coach Mencia to talk a little special teams. Also, there's some scheduling news, a new outline for spring football as well, maybe some new rules passed and some exciting developments there. We're going to touch on all of that and more into the class as well here on the CSC Sports Roadshow. We'll be right back with more live here on Double Q Country.
Serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Back live here with the Roadshow at the Ridge, presented by Security First Bank on this Wednesday night. We've got about 15 minutes left here with head coach Jay Long in our live show here tonight. So let's get to it right away, coach. Let's go front seven now. Defensive line, linebacker. How'd you do in this signing class at those positions?
You know, one of the old quotes, Dave, is from Bill Snyder, is that you know, when you're recruiting, you want to have your heart of your team from the core states, and then you want to go get your legs from the coasts. And when you look at that philosophy, I think we absolutely nailed it. The center of our defense is from our core states, and you know, I think we got some dudes in that group. Guys are going to play right away. I know Coach Sassy is still grinning over there about what we brought in, and Coach Coombs and Coach DA with things. You know, I think that one of the couple cool stories is we got Ryder True, which is Tanner True's brother.
Yeah.
Their family is from Eaton, Colorado. They are really, really, they're just good people. They're shattering people. And Roy True is their dad. He coaches there. He's also really big in wrestling. I think that they were really important in getting Tucker here also with things. So, you know, I'm really excited about him. He's one of those guys. Tanner is actually, when I talk about work ethic, he's actually back there cooking right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that's small college football stories. I mean, he's a great football player, works hard in classroom, and then he also works a job too. But with saying that, his brother's going to be the same. And also when you look at that, you know, it's basically Colorado kids, South Dakota kids, and, you know, a Nebraska kids when you look at that core front. Another name I do want to add, and that's also another one that the Trues really talked highly of to get here, is Pepper Rusher. Rusher is a kid from Wiggins, Colorado. He came to our camp, just one of the tough guys that's going to make a push to play here. And his uncle, I think I might be wrong there, cousin, Jeff Rusher, wrestled and played football here. Terrific football player and terrific wrestler, All-American wrestler here. So if it comes from that stock, we really think Pepper's going to be a good one.
Certainly, and you love to get the legacies and siblings coming to CSC and continuing on that tradition in the Eagle football program. Coach, special teams. We thought maybe Gunnar Jones would be back for another year at kicker. He had those two record setters in the same game in that crazy game last fall. Looks like maybe Gunnar is actually going to be out of eligibility. Is that right? So you needed to go and get somebody on the kicker spot?
Yes, and we ended up finding Coach Coombs did a great job. He got Wilson Yee. He's from Indy Junior College, Community College in Kansas. He was an all-conference kicker there. He kicked a 54-yarder in a game. He kicked multiple 45-plus-yard field goals in a game. And he's from Mullen, Colorado. And when he came on the visit, man, he fit in. He was just one of those guys, a super nice guy. We had actually two come into on the recruiting visit. Wilson Yee was here in the Ridge and he was eating, and he went and played the piano over here at the Ridge, and the whole place cheered for him afterward. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
So you're talking about the community part. And then also Simeon Martin, we took him to breakfast at the Bean Broker, and he ended up started playing the piano there, and it was really cool things with it. But
yeah,
Wilson's our transfer kicker we're bringing in, and like I said, we want to still bring in another high school kid there, and then we'd also like to bring another high school punter just to have a guy that can learn underneath Brody.
All right, Coach, with all these musicians and pianists, and you might help fill out the band a little bit in non-sports season or the music department program. I know Shea Powers was on our road show a couple weeks ago, women's basketball superstar. She plays the piano great, started playing for us after the show, too. So if you can play the piano and you can play sports, two great more reasons to come to Shadron State, right? Okay,
yes,
we'll take a final break. We'll come back with our last segment of the road show here tonight. We'll get into some scheduling news and the spring football outline. That's coming up. We are going to announce the spring football game date, so that is very important, and some NCAA rule changes that we think you're going to like. We like them, and so we think you will too, as we'll get into that with head coach Jay Long coming up on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank, live at the Ridge tonight in Shadron. Well, it's been a great show, as it always is when we visit with the head coach of the football program, Jay Long, on our Tuesday nights during the season. Signing day on this roadshow Wednesday here tonight. Following up, it's our second time we've done this, and it's always so much fun. Coach, we do have about 8 minutes left, so let's finish out the show with a few non-signing day things, I guess, if you will. But very cool and important with Shadron State. You guys have filled the non-conference schedule for this upcoming fall, so a couple of brand new opponents. Why don't you tell the fans who you're bringing in and where you're going?
Yeah, we're playing two new opponents we've never played before. We're playing Quincy, Illinois at Quincy, first game of the year. And then our second game of the year is versus Augustana, and that's at Shadron. It's going to be a Saturday noon game. And, there's been some changes, Dave. I don't know if you've been seeing, but the Northern Sun, they lost Upper Iowa, so they have one open week. It isn't quite so everybody has game one open. It's wherever they played Upper Iowa, that's where they get the open week. So we matched up with Augustana. We got them. They're a playoff team this last year. They've been actually a playoff team for the last 3 years. So it's going to be a really good game for us, a fun one for us to play. And then also, Dave, there's also just happened, MIAA opened up.
Really?
However, it's the same deal. I cannot remember the team that left. But the team that left, wherever that team was, that week's also open. But we'd already signed with Augustana, so we're good with that. So.
Yeah, that's a great new opponent, I think, out of the Northern Sun. And I still wish all three of those leagues would somehow find a way to have some sort of a regional thing every year where they play each other. Maybe someday, maybe the first steps of it now. But that's great to get Augustana.
Yeah. I agree with you, Dave. Dave, when you look at our non-conference schedule, it's always been very hard. I've been here since 2012, I can't tell you exactly, but I really think about three-quarters of those teams that we played in non-conference are typically playoff caliber teams.
Yeah.
And, with last year we played Angelo, and we played them the past 2 years, and they've been very good and ranked one in the country at times. So, it's one of the things where we typically play, you know, a team that's one of the top in the country, and Augustana is one of those. And then also we're excited about Quincy. I think that's just going to be a really good experience. I've never played there either in Illinois, so
yeah,
be really fun.
Going to be a Thursday night game, Labor Day weekend in Illinois. Coach, the spring football schedule, quickly, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Spring football, when are you guys going to start getting heavy into the practices, and then when is the spring game going to be this year?
Practices are going to start directly after spring ball. And what we get is we have 5 weeks, Dave, to get 15 practices in. Our goal is to have the spring game on a night game. We're looking at going April 14th. If the weather is poor, we're going to go April 15th. So those of you
Friday night or Saturday morning, they're the normal time?
Yep, so just you guys pencil that in. Our goal is Friday night, but it could be probably pretty high. It'd be Saturday also.
All right, so the spring game, Friday night, April 14th, we hope, might be Saturday the 15th. Some NCAA rule changes. It looks like in 2024, Jay, you guys may be able to have a spring game against other schools.
Yeah, it's really a neat thing. I mean, Dave, I was on these subcommittees. I'm really proud that these two things passed. I mean, it was really a neat thing to be. I'm part of the American Football Coaches Association Coaches Connection, and what they do is they take a coach from every conference, and he gets to be the representative. And I'm their RMAC representative, and I got to be one of the guys on my subcommittees to be able to get these to pass. And it was really a cool thing. And, you know, I talked to Logan Masters over at Wayne, said, hey, man, you want to do this at 24? And he said, you know, we just got to talk things over and, you know, see what everybody's expectations are, whether they want to go a true game or go scrimmage-wise. And my philosophy is I want to go scrimmage-wise. And then, you know, the red shirt rule, Dave, out of all of the rules, this rule is the coolest. What it now is freshmen, only freshmen only, no transfers, anything like that. Freshmen can play in 3 games and not lose their red shirt. And if you look at that's something that, you know, this year would have been really beneficial for us.
Yeah.
We lost JJ middle of the season, or first game of the season at corner. Then as the season progressed, you know, we got banged up again at corner, and we started putting in a lot of guys at that other corner position. We knew Bobby was solid locked down, but that other side, it got to be a rotation thing. That would have been one of the things where we have 3 freshmen, that it was the middle of the season that we could have thrown them in and let them just see. Let's see if they're ready to play or not.
Yeah.
And they could have been part of that rotation and that. And then not to mention, even more importantly, end of the year when injuries start happening, our special teams. I can tell you on this list, there's numerous of these linebackers, numerous of these safeties that and defensive backs that could be able to run down on a kickoff, get on a kickoff return, you know, maybe get a few reps out there, you know. So it's really something I'm really, really excited about, Dave, with things with that rule. And I know we're on short time here, but I also wanted to tell our fans, right now we don't have an SID, and on our website we didn't get a written up release, but I will tell you, we'll try to get that done tomorrow. Our coaches are going to work on that tomorrow, but be patient with us while we're waiting to hire our new SID with things. So that was also something I wanted to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jay. We appreciate that. And remind fans, too, you can listen to the podcast versions of this show here in the coming couple of days and forever. We'll have it up there to listen on demand so you can learn stuff that way, as well as the YouTube video broadcast that our crew, Rob, is down here putting together another great video for the production of tonight's show. We thank him for that as well and invite you to check that out. We'll have links posted for you to access that. But huge thanks to head coach Jay Long for giving us another National Signing Day evening live on all of our platforms here. Jay, it sounds like a wonderful class. Congratulations to you and all the hard work that you and your coaching staff have put together. Can't wait to meet some of these new guys, watch them play for you.
You know, Dave, I just want to finish with saying that, you know, this class, we're excited about it, and you know, we're excited about bringing these guys in and teaching the Eagles, but right now I'm really, really proud of our current football team. Those guys are working their ever-living tail off in the weight room. They're doing the things right. We're going to get this thing back on track with not only these recruits, but those guys that are in that room and our team right now. And, Dave, when you look at recruiting classes, if you ask me how do I grade it, it's really hard. But I can tell you right now, if you're going to grade our last year's class, the ones that came in and worked their butts off and found a spot, I'm really, really happy with. And the class before that, I'm really, really happy with. So we've got a strong freshman class, a strong sophomore class, and I'm really excited to get this, you know, our team to just continue to get older and with that leadership and those type of things. So really proud of our guys also with things. So I don't want to spend 1 hour talking about our new guys and not any about our current team because they're the reason why we're going to win next year. And these guys are going to help, but those guys are the ones that are going to be the core. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, yeah, they're working hard. Can't wait. Wish we could put the pads on and get up to Elliott Field and get it going here tonight right now. Jay, thanks again. Yeah. That's all the time we've got for this month on our CSE Sports Roadshow. Appreciate everybody coming out, tuning in, watching tonight. It's been a lot of fun down here at the Ridge. Our CSE Sports Roadshow is brought to you by Security First Bank, live at the Ridge. Once a month, we'll announce when the March show is going to be here very soon, as a lot of the spring sports getting started here soon as well. I know we have the softball coaches here. Been seeing them practice a little bit. Good luck to them in Texas when they get their season started next week. For Jay Long, I'm Dave Collins. Also for Rob, our video production crew man as well. Our whole team, thanks you so much for tuning in here tonight. And enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, fans.
Thank you. Go Eagles.